Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us. Tamara, I'm so glad you called.
Hey, Stephanie.
Girl, I'm so bored.
You and millions of other people.
I know. Well, you know what? It's the worst in the late afternoon, Tamara. All I do is walk into my kitchen. I open my pantry. I open my refrigerator, literally like 1,000 times each. And if I don't catch myself, I will just start eating all the way until dinner. I don't even notice that I'm eating. I don't even remember eating. I'll look down and my plate is empty. And it really gets worse if the TV is on.
Yes, because it's like mindlessly doing stuff without realizing it.
Well, what about you? Are you eating when you're bored?
Yes. I've been eating so much. It's the first thing I do when I'm bored. And like you, I don't even realize I'm doing it half the time. And if I'm not eating, I'm doing something like super mindless, like TV or surfing the net. So the boredom is just like making me feel like I'm overeating or I'm lazy and listless and just doing nothing. It's terrible.
It is really terrible. Well, I know our listeners have to be dealing with this too. I mean, it's serious, right? Like, I want to laugh, but when we're eating, when we're bored and we're not hungry, we're not emotional, just boredom. I mean, it really gets in the way of freaking everything. So how are we supposed to accomplish our goals and get our work done or even just leave space to be creative when we just keep turning to food to fill the space?
I know. And like, there's nothing wrong with having a break or a space, but I keep wanting to fill it with food.
Exactly.
I don't know. Well, first we should probably clarify what we really mean by boredom.
Okay.
So we don't want the listeners to get confused with emotional eating.
Well, that's totally different, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. So let's play a little game.
Okay. I like games.
Okay.
Games will help me with my boredom.
Little entertainment. Okay. So I'll read a thought out loud, Stephanie, and then you ring the bell if you think it's I'm bored situation. And then I guess you don't ring the bell if it's not.
Okay. I'm going to ring the bell if it means I think it's I'm bored and I'm eating because I'm bored. Okay. I'm ready. Ready.
Okay. Here's ready. The first one.
Okay.
There's nothing to do.
Boredom. Boredom.
Yes. Yes.
I got one right. Okay.
All right. Good job. I'm so worried about my job. Correct. You got that one correct. That's emotional eating or emotional trigger anyway, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Okay. My appointment is not for another hour. Right. Having time to kill is boredom. Totally. Okay. How about I'm never going to make this deadline? Right, because then it's worry again, right?
Yeah, you're just stressed or worried.
Yeah. Okay. My mom is driving me crazy. Sorry, that makes me laugh every time.
Am I doing good, Professor?
You're doing awesome. A+.
Thank you.
Right. The driving me crazy is like stress and anxiety, right? It's not boredom. Mm-hmm. Okay, last one. I just ate lunch, but I wonder what's in the fridge.
I'm good at that one. I like 100%. To eat. 100%.
100% on your quiz. Because all those things that all the things you rang the bell at were like, you know, just things that where you have nothing to do or there's a space of time or you're just trying to fill it.
You bet. And it was fun.
Yeah, wasn't it? So now that we've zeroed in on the boredom eating, let's get to the good part. Help for our listeners. In today's podcast, we're going to look at really practical ways to prevent boredom eating. We absolutely guarantee at least one of these tricks is going to work for you. Did that sound convincing, listeners? But first, let's take a quick break.
Well, today's podcast is brought to you by the all new Dirty Lazy Keto Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking the Rules, which comes out on May 5th. That's Cinco de Mayo. I'm offering a free pre-order bonus gift right now. To help you with meal planning, I'll send you a fridge magnet with suggestions for how to spread out your daily net carbs while supplies last. Links to pre-order and redeem your free bonus gift at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Perfect. Okay, so let's get started with eight, Stephanie, eight dirty lazy keto. Ding, ding, ding.
Wait, to help where's my dinger? Here we go. There you go. I'm ready.
We're so easily entertained, aren't we?
We are highly entertained when we're bored.
Oh, I know. Okay, so these eight tips are going to help our listeners with eating when they're just plain bored.
Well, number one is so funny. I think it's funny.
Okay, what is it?
Get your drink on.
Can we get drunk?
You might. Well, the kind of drinks I'm talking about, the suggestion okay. I have for our listeners, this might seem obvious, but really the more water you drink, not alcohol, Tamara. Yeah. Slow your roll. It's only the afternoon. It's not 5 o'clock yet. But the more water you drink, the less room is left in your stomach for snacks.
I totally agree with that.
So do you have any like little tips for getting your drink on, your water drink?
Well, I've been filling up I have a water bottle and our neighbor has lemons on their tree. So I grabbed one of the lemons and been putting in my water. But what I've been doing is, so I have my little setup where I'm working, like sometimes it's in the bedroom and sometimes in the living room. And I've been taking it and setting it up with my pens and my paper and my computer. So it's right there, like as part of my little home office. And I really have been drinking more because of it. How about
you? It's convenient. Yeah, it's right in front of you. That's simple.
Yes.
Well, yeah. I have a bunch of these Voss glass water bottles and I refill them every night before I go to bed. And ooh. I put little sugar-free Kool-Aids in each one because I'm a little kid. And well, it works. And they're all in pretty colors. Okay. It's totally artificial, dirty, lazy keto style. But then I have them all lined up and they're nice and chilled. And the next day I just get started drinking them.
I have to say, your bottles are pretty. Like, they look really appetizing.
They're like quite fancy. They're very fancy.
Maybe that's another. No, ding, ding, ding. Hey, that's another trick. That's another trick is to get fancy, cool bottles that make it look like appetizing, or put fruit, you know, like you said, pieces of fruit like lemon or lime or strawberries or whatever, and let it float in there. And that's
do what works for you. Yeah, you're right.
And you, like you said, you're reaching for something to drink rather than food, which is good. Okay. The second tip, which is the most Stephanie-est tip I've ever heard.
I'm always about the eating, Tamara.
Yeah. So what is number two?
Number two is to eat more. Isn't that funny? It might be so counter. Weird. Well, it might be counterintuitive to a lot of people. They're trying to eat less with the boredom. But my tip is to actually eat more. For me, I've identified like when my witching hour is of snacking. Yeah. And for me, that's like the late afternoon. So I try to eat a lot more earlier, like at lunchtime. So I make sure my lunch has like a lot higher in fat and protein. That way later on, I'm still full and I'm not so tempted for boredom eating.
Oh, that's just thinking ahead and anticipating the boredom and then it takes a little planning. Well, you know what I've been trying? Cause my witching hour is just like yours, but a little later. Mine's more in the evening, like 7, 8 o'clock, like after dinner. It's like when we're sitting around watching TV, that's when I start snacking. So one of the things I'm trying to do is save a snack for that time, or even like, instead of having like, we'll have a little maybe low sugar dessert or something, don't eat it at dinner and save it for that evening time. So I've been saving a little snack or dessert or even part of my dinner. Like if I don't eat it all, save it for later. And that way I have it handy. So I don't grab some like unhealthy something instead.
What I love about that is that not only are you making a good decision, like you've thought about it, right? But then it's like you're planning ahead a little bit. I mean, you're almost kind of moving on to the next tip, which I love because you're planning ahead. It's like you've saved a little bit of your favorite meal or even just decided what you're going to have at night. It makes total sense to me. Is it working for you?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're all sometimes. I think it's helpful to tell our listeners we're not perfect either. I mean, obviously we're doing the best we can. Yes. You know, you and I are both struggling. We're both at home working from home during this crisis and it's different. So we're trying to share what works maybe sometimes and a lot of times and maybe some of our listeners can try.
Yeah, like it works most of the time. I do have to say the kids like have been popping popcorn and that has just been
that's the worst.
So I went today.
Those evil children.
I know. So I went today and bought some fruits and vegetables, some of my favorite ones, and cut them up and put them, you know, right there. So I'm hoping we'll see how that works tonight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be checking back with you about 10 p.m. texting you.
I know. I'll be like, Tamara, get out of the popcorn.
Well, one of the things I do that's similar to planning ahead, Tamara, is, and don't laugh. You promise?
Okay.
When I'm going to sleep at night or just getting ready for bed, I start planning what I'm going to eat the next day. you said you wouldn't laugh. You laughed.
Sorry. I didn't laugh.
I did. It's true.
You probably dream about it.
I really like to eat. Let's just be real. But seriously, though, my husband and I will talk about it in the evening. Like, hey, what do you want to have for dinner tomorrow? What sounds good to you? Like, oh, tacos or, you know, whatever. And then we'll pull out some of the ingredients. We'll start defrosting the meat. And just knowing what I'm going to eat the next day, I think helps all my like mindless snacking because I can look forward to it. Like, oh, we're having my favorite, you know, wedding chicken for dinner. That way in the afternoon, I'm not like reaching for a bunch of garbage because I already know a good meal is coming.
Yeah.
It helps.
Yeah, we don't normally do that, but since, you know, we've been in lockdown, we have started doing that just because all four of us are, you know, eating together at the same time. So we have for the first time sat down and as a family planned for the dinner tomorrow. And it has been kind of fun, actually.
Yeah, it's nice to get everyone's opinions and then they're more involved. They can help plan and prepare. It's not all on you. Plus, you get excited. I do.
Yeah, and you can plan your healthier things. You know, right then. Yeah.
Like tonight, just to go off topic slightly. One of our neighbors organized this thing where everyone on our street is going to eat dinner in the front yard at the same time. Isn't that so cute? So we're going to like socialize from afar and like eat on our paper plates and wave at each other. So we're going to have like a barbecue and we're wheeling our barbecue in the front yard. And I just went and bought like some fish and vegetables, asparagus, and hamburgers to grill up. Isn't that cute?
Oh, and then you're getting your fish in.
I'm getting my fish, girl. I'm like 3 weeks in a row on my fish. I'm killing it with the fish. That's so awesome. It's all because of this. It's all because of this podcast.
I know.
It really has. It's always on my mind. Every time I go to the store, I'm like, where's the fish? Is there any fish on sale? I need some fish.
Nice. Speaking of seafood, we plan to have shrimp tonight, so I'm excited.
Ooh, hello.
I know. Doesn't that sound good?
I'll be driving by. You can throw it in my car. 6 feet apart.
Okay.
Well, what's number four? Number four on our list for tips with boredom eating.
It's distraction. So, yes, keep yourself distracted with things that obviously aren't related to food.
Actually, you could
plan like look up recipes and I actually cleaned out some of my Tupperware cabinet, which was a giant mess. Like every time you opened it, Tupperware would fall out. So it can be food related, but just not in a way that makes you eat.
So a way to keep your hands busy. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. And yes, exactly. Being productive in some way, just plan a distraction. Like you said, like right now I've been trying to, you know, take advantage of and do a little spring cleaning.
That's perfect.
What about you?
Well, you know, it's funny. our living room, I call it my Christmas tree room. Like, we never go in this room in my house except for the holidays. But now that we're all stuck at home, I kind of set up a new shop in there, and I set up a puzzle. I set up my ukulele and some of the dog toys. And so the family keeps going in there, and it's helpful because it's far away from the kitchen. So I know it's like a silly distraction, but just physically moving myself with some hobbies into another room is really helping me.
And, you know, you're also planning because you're just assuming there's going to be downtime. And so you've set up your puzzles. I mean, it's a way of planning for little distractions, you know,
totally
sitting
works.
Out on. Yeah, that's a great. I didn't think to put that out on a table, like a puzzle or something, but, and it works too, because you'll walk by and you're like, oh, I'll just put two pieces in that puzzle. And then 45 minutes goes by.
And then I'm still there.
Yeah. Hey,
that's 45 minutes I wasn't in the kitchen. So that's a win-win.
You know, another thing I did in regards to putting stuff out was I finally got my bike tires were deflated and had no pump. So I finally got a bike pump. And so what I did was pumped up the tires and took my bike out of the garage and there's a little hallway and just, I put it in the hallway. I mean, it looks ridiculous, but we're not going to have company. So who cares?
No one's coming over.
No. So I literally walk by that bike every 5 minutes.
And it calls your name. It's like, hop on, let's go. So
smart. By the way, we need to go for a bike ride.
I like it. Well, I'll be right over to get my shrimp on my bike to pick you up.
Exactly.
Well, you know what? Number five, Tamara, I want to move on is,
okay,
I think this one's, I don't know, controversial, but I say postpone the snack. Like, instead of telling yourself not to boredom eat, I say go for it, but maybe just hit the snooze button. So what I mean by that is like, okay, I want, you know, a little something sweet right now. Say, well, cool, I'm going to have that something sweet, but first I'm going to take out the trash or put the laundry away or send 5 emails to family to check on them. Just like something to kind of delay it, but knowing that it's still going to happen.
It's like little game, mind games. You know what?
I'm a little kid. I have to do it, right? I am a total little kid when it comes to eating. You have to do what you got to do to make this work. Don't be embarrassed.
Well, you know what the mind game I do, and I do this a lot, is grading. Like right now I have stacks of grading. So, and I did this today, actually. I said, okay, can't have lunch to grade 10 more papers. And so I grade 10 papers and then I get up, and because I know those 10 papers will take me like an hour. So no, that totally
that
works.
I do the same thing. I remember doing that in college. Like, okay, yeah, I can get up and go to lunch as soon as I'm done with a chapter or whatever. Just like little prizes for yourself, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. And you need to get that work done anyway.
Well, we're dirty, lazy girls, so we like to break the rules and do non-traditional paths to success. So hopefully our readers won't judge us. But one of my other very controversial suggestions, number six. So number six is to substitute. I sometimes say, guess what? I will be boredom eating all afternoon. And I'm fine with that. That's cool with me. I do that pretty regularly, but I just stick to a short list of foods that I know won't get me in trouble. And I've talked to other people that have lost a lot of weight that do the same thing. It's like, hey, I can eat any of these foods like artichoke chips, you know, celery. Obviously, y'all love to hear about my celery, but raw cauliflower or even mashed cauliflower, broth. Yeah. I have like probably 20 things that I'll eat in the afternoon, not all at once, but I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah. And to have those, so if you plan ahead and have those substitutions handy, that's even better.
Yeah.
So that, you know, you don't grab something else.
Like sugar-free Jell-O. If I want to eat, you know, 7 bowls of sugar-free Jell-O, I don't really care because what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Well, do you ever do that? The substitutions?
Yeah. And in fact, I bought a little basket because we had a little basket for my daughter's like lunch stuff for her lunchbox. And it was kind of like nobody could touch her basket. So I'm doing the same thing. I set myself my own basket and has all my little low sugar snacks or whatever, you know, whatever I want in there. And so that's my like substitute basket, go-to basket.
I think that's a super idea because then you get rid of the guilt. I think the guilt is the big issue here. You know, you start doing the boredom eating and then you feel bad about yourself. Yeah. And then the next thing you know, you're hitting like chips and ice cream and just maybe stuff that's not something you would normally eat. And then you feel terrible. And then, you know, that just doesn't work out.
And, you know, we both have the thing, well, at least I do, like feeling like deprived. Whereas I know I have a whole basket full of stuff that I can have. So I don't
feel
deprived.
And it's just for you. So back off, people.
Ding, ding, ding. I know. I need a dinger too.
Sucks to be you, Tamara.
I have dinger envy.
I'm having all the fun.
I know. Okay. So the next one I have here is number 8 is to socialize. And actually, you're with the neighbors out in front. You guys are doing a version of that, but it's to seek ways to interact with other people. That's the, for me, I think it's a great way when you're bored to fill the time, especially if you connect with people who are in your same boat, like who maybe are in your same eating habits, or who just you could talk to about all the stresses and anxieties you have going on. I really, you know what I really want to try, because some friends I know did this, which was to have a Zoom cocktail hour.
Hello.
because we can't socialize in the same ways as before, but it doesn't mean we can't socialize. So you can make your favorite, if you're doing keto, your favorite keto cocktail, and then you Zoom with your friends, and they each talked about what was in their cocktail, and then they just all talked about their day and had like a fabulous, fun little cocktail hour. So do something like that, or like you guys with the neighborhood, you know, front of your yard neighborhood party.
I like it. Well, I've been having Zoom meetings with my work, and it's not as much fun as your cocktail hour. It's not as much fun, but it is cool to see their faces and just know that they're struggling as well. So I totally get it. Like being social in a way that's still safe.
Yes. Yes. And the time goes by quickly.
It really does. And then that's just 1 hour you're not in the kitchen. Let's be real.
Exactly.
But Tamara, you were so excited to talk about your Zoom cocktail hour that I think you might have skipped over number 7.
I just realized that I skipped number 7.
Don't be skipping number 7. I need to hear about that one. Okay. This could help me. This is a good tip.
It's figure out what you really want, because what I think about is boredom. It's not that you don't have anything to do, because we all have to-do lists that are like miles long. It's that you don't have anything that you really want to do.
Well, eating is way more fun.
Isn't it? Isn't it?
That's true.
So you have to figure out something.
I have a lot to do, but eating is always better in my opinion.
Like I don't want to do stacks of grading right now, to be honest with you. It's like taxing.
Not at all. It's so horrible. Sorry, students.
Sorry. But you know, or at least not all at once. So you have to figure out what you want to do that isn't food. So that gives you some pleasure and joy that isn't food. And we all have those, but you have to find those things. And sometimes that may take a while. Like I'll think that I want to watch TV or go on social media, but I don't. Those are very unsatisfying for me. Yeah. So what I found that makes me like really engaged and happy are my little crafty things, like either crocheting or painting. And I did bust out the paints.
I saw your beautiful picture of the robin. It was fantastic. It was like museum quality. I'm just saying.
Okay, well,
I might need to put that on our Facebook page, because I loved it.
And it felt really good to do that. And, you know, Stephanie, I think that took me a couple hours. And that's a couple hours where I wasn't eating or, you know, at the fridge looking in there.
It's the little things. They add up.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you do anything what do you really want that would keep you out of the fridge?
So, Tamara, you laughed at me a little bit. I have to say to our listeners, Tamara always checks me when I go over the top, because I do it often. But when this all first started, I kind of made a roadmap for my family, mainly the kids, because they're going to be homeschooled. And we broke up like activities about how to structure our day. But really, as a family, we figured out there was like 5 buckets of things we kind of wanted to accomplish each day. And so I've been using that. I made it for the homeschooling, but I've been doing it for myself. Because really, it's been helpful. Like every day, I want to make sure I do
at least one of each five things. So I'm going to tell you my five. Okay.
Okay.
So number one is like something athletic, like exercise, anything, just one thing. Number two, I wanted to be creative in some way. Number three, intellectual, something stimulating. Ooh, and then number
is this intellectual, what we're doing?
This, totally. Like anything intellectual, like,
reading a book.
Yeah. Anything intellectual to me.
Okay.
And then number four, spend time with my family. And then number five, rest and relaxation.
Oh, okay.
So every day I think, well, I want to pick one of those five things. And so when I get bored, I just look at kind of my list for the homeschool because my kids keep picking stuff out of each bucket to do. And I think, well, I should do one of those myself. Like, which one have I not done today? Because it's easy to fall into a trap where you just do the one that's your favorite.
Yeah.
Like watching TV, you know, like resting and relaxation. Or for other people in my family, it's easier to play video games or, you know.
Yeah.
This way it kind of helps remind you like, hey, there's other things I could do too, like go for a bike ride or call my grandparents or whatever. Check in on people.
That's a great idea.
For me, it makes me feel good at the end of the day when I know I did something in each of those buckets.
Yeah, that's a really, actually, it's just a way to make you mindful, which is great. Yeah. Love
it
that.
It cuts down on the eating because then I get busy doing those things.
Yeah. I noticed too, I don't have it written down, but I should do that because it'll keep me better focused. But I have been calling all my relatives more to just check in like, hey, do you need anything? Are everybody feeling okay? And be honest, those phone calls have been super helpful. I'm like, I need to do this more.
Yeah. So just as a quick reminder to check with them. So, it makes you feel good.
Yeah. So socializing is, I would say, one of my buckets. Okay. So did we finish them all, right?
We did.
I didn't skip any more. Okay.
Amazing. That was a lot. Good job.
Okay. So listeners, let us know what steps you're taking to, oh God, I messed that up. Let me start again.
Okay. You've been cooped up in the house for forever.
I know. You'd think I'd have this down by now.
It's all right.
Okay, listen, let us know what steps you're taking. I don't know why I can't read that line. Okay, this is my third try, all right?
Let's do it. I'm here for you.
Okay. Listeners, what steps are you taking to prevent? You know what, Stephanie?
I think you started your Zoom cocktail hour early today.
Something. You know what it has? I wrote it down incorrect. So I'm trying to correct it in my mind. Yeah. Okay. Well, you just say it because I can't say it.
So listeners, tell us what you're doing to keep you from eating when you're bored. Tell us your story by emailing Stephanie at dirtylazyketo.com or on the Facebook or Instagram at dirtylazyketo. Before we get to our final hacks, Stephanie, that's me, will share my final break. So no more laughing. Back away from the microphone.
Sorry.
Back away. Today's episode is brought to you by my new book, Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking the Rules, which comes out on May 5th, 2020. This isn't just a book about what to eat. More than half of the book shares practical tips to help you overcome the challenges you will likely face during your own weight loss journey. Learn more about Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight. It's the book with the red dot on the cover at the website, dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Okay, Stephanie, I think I have my act together now. Okay. I lost it there for a second.
It's all right. We're here for you.
Cooped up too long, but okay. So this is my favorite part of our show, and that's our favorite hacks. So why don't I go first?
Okay, let's hear it.
I think if you're feeling bored, you should learn something new. So because we know it stimulates your mind and it tends to absorb your attention more intensely. So time goes by super fast and you forget all about eating. The one new thing that I just did is that it wasn't planned actually. My daughter was watching YouTube and learning this new, apparently very popular dance moves. So I just went beside her and I started doing it with her. Well, first she had to like stop laughing and making fun of my dance moves. So once we got past that, we both started learning the dance and Stephanie was like hours passed by and we were just having this bonding, fun, little joyous moment learning something new together.
Well, that is so cute. My share is not so cute. It's kind of gross. So okay, listeners, bear with me. But my favorite hack to avoid eating when you're bored, I learned this from my dad when he quit smoking. So my dad used to chew on toothpicks all the time and leave them all over the house instead of cigarettes, which was obviously much better. But for me, what I do instead of eating is I floss my teeth. And I have these disgusting, often used teeth pickers all over my house. They are next to my bed. They're in pockets of my coats. They're in my desk drawer. I even have a packet of them in my car. And I'm not exaggerating one bit. I do it all the time. So there you go. You know all my secrets. That's hey, it.
Whatever works.
The dirty teeth pickers.
Hey, you know what? It's a nice oral thing that gives you an oral fixation other than food. So I think
it's great. Keeps me out of the kitchen.
Holla. Okay. So the big message today is that when you eat out of boredom, it takes away precious time. You could be doing something awesome, like dancing with your daughter. Not to mention, you can start packing on the pounds and or just having to feel regretful and guilty and horrible. Like, you know, that horrible feeling when you're eating and you're not even hungry. So instead of mindless eating, we hope you'll try one of our unconventional tips. We believe in you and are here to support you on your path to greatness.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
And don't forget to visit dirtylazyketo.com, where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your dirty lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.